NBC presents Spike Milligan in The Idiot Weekly.
This is the ABC. Ta-da! This broadcast comes at risk. Every poor wretch is chained to his fans. Oh, is it terrible sight to behold?
Stand aside, Harry Urk. Remember, I'm the comic in the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret is out. Spike Milligan is a comic.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Or I never come back to Australia again. Stop! 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 I thought that would make you change your mind.
Don't arouse them. It's rather dangerous. Oh. I just found out what those mounds outside the camp are.
What? That's another mound.
No, they are. They're dead sergeants.
Dead sergeants?
Yes.
Can't charge it. I'll try and placate them. Hello, merry sailors of old Richmond.
No.
Oh, they're airmen, old boy.
Airmen? Yes. What are they doing on the ground?
Well, they're aeroplanes in bed with flutes.
I thought aeroplanes always flew. Why don't every Christmas cracker, folks?
May we continue?
Yes,
thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen of the Royal Australian Air Force, as a punishment for shooting Weddock Waddell, we present the Idiot Weekly.
Page one, readers, write it.
Harry, sir, my wife has just made a pancake 35 foot round. Is this a record?
I don't know. Try playing it on a gramophone.
How can I get out of the infantry?
Hold up your foot. Next. Headline.
What? Headline.
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 Lines on the head. Headline. Great idiot film star flies back from Hollywood.
Making early. What? All gotta go sometime, folks. Yes, I am. I was making some short cowboy film.
Now, what part did you play?
The short cowboy.
Yep. Who's your leading lady?
Oh, Rita Hayworth.
Did you marry her?
No, but I put my name down.
Also off the plan was the heavyweight champion of Rose Street, Kid Whiskers Pierce.
I fought Sugar Ray Robinson, and I would have won, but for something the referee said to me.
What?
One, two, three,
four. Page two, Australian toreador flies back from Spain, where the rain fell mainly on his plan.
Yes, tell us of your big bullfight.
It was in the Arena del Toro, Valencia, and I was there.
Oh, so, Senor Barrett,
today you fight your first bull.
Si, si.
Wait a minute. Ray Barrett would just play me part.
He'd do anything for money.
Oh. So, Senor Barrett, nay, Bluto, you look magnificent in your steaming jolly dog kilt and old army boots.
Oh, my old army boots. I always wear them.
Oh, what's wrong?
I can't get them off.
You've been long, fellas. Okay. Hold your foot out. Next, please.
Oh, it is me, you naughty man.
Oh, times are bad. Allow me to introduce the most beautiful senorita in hat 294A. Senorita Cascara.
Her name's Cascara?
You see,
I find that hard to swallow.
Don't be honest.
Senior Bluto.
You're not fully in, buddy, Bert.
Felicio!
I don't know, though.
Senior Bluto. Oui. I have admired you from afar.
My favorite distance. Come, let me kiss the most attractive part. Your wallet, your checkbook, your etc. Oh, you're beautiful.
Ah, I bet you said that to all the girls.
Well, it's no good thing it's all the boys.
I'm strong and hairy.
Oh, you think I'm a big and strong, Cece?
Yes, I think you're a big and strong, Cece.
Pardon me, but your mush is showing, huh?
What's the matter?
You couldn't.
The bull is roaring in the chicken house. Come to Shangwe Arena.
I don't like the look of that bull.
Neither do I.
But please, what is he putting that black armband on for?
He's got a sense of drama. Oh. Now remember, senor, if the bull charges to the right, you run for the matador.
Yes.
If he charges to the left, then you run for the picador. But if he charges straight towards you,
yes,
you run for the picador. Compliment your gold hide in Spanish. Here he comes now.
You've come back.
Yes, senorita. I couldn't kill that bull, you see. I'm a vegetarian. So I killed a carrot instead. And here to prove it are its ears and tails.
My ears!
Yes, that was zero, folks. That was the end of the story. That's the end of that film. Oh, what a happy ending, folks. And here with a smile and a song and a pair of reconditioned teeth, he's Jimmy Parkinson.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I'd choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time. Twill soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say nighty night. Choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time. Twill soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say nighty night. Say nighty night.
Michael Eisel saying, Tar again. Now we will play you a recording made of a visit by BBC reporters to the Richmond Air Base.
Hello. This is Percival Twitt here, speaking from outside the great RWF camp, Richmond. It's evening time, and all is silent, save for the measured tread of deserters slipping away. Now,
there's a young deserter over there, Jim.
Yes, certainly, yes. And I walk towards the main entrance here.
Hello! Look out there. Who goes there? Friend of all. Friend. I don't trust anybody. Now, at one time be recognized.
Oh, I recognize you.
Ah, all them dirty big bullet holes in your nuts.
I say, what's going on here?
And look at Sergeant, this man has just struck me several times with a bullet.
You fool, man. You know we haven't got many.
Oh. I'm sorry, Marshal.
Yes. And look at you. You're filthy. Your uniform covered in muck. What kind of a guard do you call yourself?
I'm a mud guard.
How well you carry it off.
I say, you're from the BBC, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you. Now, who's our other outside commentator in the men's mess hall?
Hello, Australia. This is Tom Tip here, and I'm speaking from the great men's mess hall.
Aye, strike all the others up! Any complaints?
Yeah. These things are hard.
Hard? He's hard?
Yeah.
Let me try one.
There's nothing wrong with that pea.
I should think not. I've been chewing it for the last half hour.
Hi, Joe. Good man. You'll get promotion for this, you know.
I'll get promotion?
Yes.
But I'm an air marshal already.
Somebody has blundered. Die ball will have to go. Now, put your foot out.
Ow!
Next.
Pardon me, I'm from the BBC. Who do you tell me your name?
Well, I'm not supposed to. It's Ministry Secret.
Oh, jolly.
Flight Attendant Gladys Baum, DSO and MC.
Ah, so you're an MC?
Yes, listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, take your partners for the Molina.
By Jove, there's heroism for you.
And I say that that was a thrill. A soft triplane of the Royal Australian Air Force dived down. And with its wingtip, snatched up a handkerchief. Certainly gave everybody a thrill.
Yeah, all except me.
Why?
I was blowing my nose on it.
Now, the story of through the sonic barrier in an ordinary airing cupboard. But first, Poots and Peace, the story of how Australia went through the sound barrier.
It was in the year 43 B.C. that the monk of great renown, who had just invented a great wheel, made the first attempt at flight.
Yes, yes, it's true. It was Friar Bolton. One evening he strapped on a pair of feathered wings, you see, and climbing a high tower, he leapt into space, flapping his wings.
It was a great day for aviation. That night, a new word came into our language.
Compound fracture.
And then an ancient Greek captured a rare bird.
Yes, I kept that bird in a cage to study it. But then one day it started to fly backwards and in ever-decreasing circles. Thank you. And in the morning it had gone. But where?
The first man who speaks gets shot.
On to 1958 and the space age!
Today, throughout the civilized world and Sydney, the race is on. In Russia!
Today, the Soviet Presidium allotted 10 million rubles to space travel.
America!
And today, in the Senate, $10 million is allocated to rocket research in America.
England!
2 pence at the Niles, mate.
And what was Australia doing? Exactly. A nation of patriots. But at this very moment in Canberra, a special meeting of high-ranking idiots is in progress.
Gentlemen, thank you for your support. I will always wear it. Dear,
We are here. What's that thing flying around? We are here to discuss a great project. So you may all smoke.
You! Put that cigarette out and into my pocket.
You said we could smoke.
Yes, but not tobacco. Now, Colonel Sand, explain the plan of the ploy.
Australia is to build a jet fighter made of finest Australian wool.
Oh.
Yes, at this very moment, Rolls-Royce of China are meeting the engine.
Splendid. You! Put that horse out.
But you said we could smoke.
Not horses.
Oh. But he's corked it.
So I see.
Look! Here comes the next part of the ship.
Whoa, back
there!
Charge. I've ridden 3 leagues to get here. But top us 3 leagues above our ridden.
Oh, and why?
Have you tried riding a horse with 3 leagues?
Hold me underwater. No. What is it, Lord?
I've come from Canberra with good news.
That sounds like good news from Canberra.
Aye. The committee for this, that, and the other wants you to build an all-leather space rocket.
What about four, I said to him?
Well, It's to take a photograph of the Earth. You see, there are still people arguing as to whether the world is round or flat.
What a stupid waste of time. We already know that it's flat.
Yes,
we know. But there are idiots who believe it's round. Me among them, and me.
Well, the only way to prove it to us, we'll have to rise to beyond the ionic supersphere and photograph the Earth to prove that we're wrong. We'll begin work on an all-leather steaming string rocket, and after the steaming music by Gene Gussie, it is all spontaneous.
Clapping was produced by police sergeants pointing guns at the inmates. And now, the All-Australian Leather Rockets, part two!
And soon two parties were on their way to the rocket base.
Oh, that very fine flight. My brother had a nose bleed, and I had to have an oxygen mask. After 16 hours, the pilot said to us,
"Our sergeant can take off now."
Please, sir.
Oh, what for?
But you must know your trousers are coming down.
Oh, dear.
That's a lot of good.
Study about you're giving too much of the part.
Come back.
I'll kill that mechanic.
And by Jove, he did. Meantime, we joined the RAAF party, who were coming by train.
I knew when they were thankful.
Oh,
now, gentlemen, we'll skip in this carriage compartment here. Sit down, please. Yes, sir. Now, I'll disclose the finance for the project of this rocket.
Yes, that's right.
Plenty of money, no way to worry about it. Good. 10 million pounds for the Australian rocket. There's another 40 million pounds available.
Yes, that's right.
Listen.
Tickets, please.
Quick, under the seat.
Tickets, please. Here. What are you lot doing on the floor?
Well, we're talking to a midget.
Well, you'll have to go. This is a non-midget compartment. Now get out.
Not when the train is standing in the station.
Well, that's the end of that bit.
I bet you're glad too.
Thank you very much, yes. And in the next bit, you'll hear the rocket launching site being carved out of solid mud.
Hey, Eccles! Eccles!
What?
Over here was that lorry load of grit.
Grit? There's been a mistake. I got a lorry load of shells.
Fool, you. They might explode in this heat.
Oh.
You get them into the ammunition store.
You stay me back and be careful.
Okay, all right. In you go. Back. That's right. Back. Back. Right hand. Now, straighten up. Now, straight back as you are. And you're okay. Okay, that's enough. Eccles, you fool, you come out of that tree. You don't know where it's been.
I can't move. Broken my leg.
How did you do that?
I've got a big hammer and it's what?
You drop and I will catch you.
Okay.
That knife's another new word in our language.
Compound fracture.
Meantime, work on the hairy rocket race ahead.
Let me show you how, Eccles.
There. That's got it on.
I was trying to get it off.
Never mind. Stop that nonsense.
What?
Stop it, I say.
What?
Look, it's urgent. Just stand by the engine chest now.
Stand by the engine chest.
First pressure gauge is. Stand by. Switch on. Number one gauge. What's your reading?
Pressure 500 pounds.
Mike, what have you got?
803 pounds.
Eccles, how much have you got?
Nothing. I'm skint.
Will you stop acting like an idiot?
Who's acting? Don't you tell me I'm an idiot until I find out what that means. Until I find out what that means.
Shut up, idiot.
Shut up, idiot.
Ben.
What?
Ben, look here.
Yep.
The bag's out. Come on. Tomorrow at dawn, we launch the rocket.
And for an encore, they play.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Cock-a-doodle-doo? Dawn! Out of bed, lad. Get them hands off those blankets.
Men, as it's raining, I thought we'd bring the rocket in here.
Yes. Now, men, stand by to check instruments.
Yes. Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, Wright.
Perfectly tuned engine. Now, all make the sound of getting into the rocket.
Stop! Eccles, you weren't saying rhubarb with the others.
No, I got a bad stomach.
So I've observed. What? They are. Heavens, man, what have you been eating?
It's bean soup.
Never mind what it's been. What is it now? Oh, dear, you're not coming with us.
We need every man.
Right, fall in. Right, come on. Right. Right, hold up the hatches and sonic doors. And pull the blinds. We don't want people looking in.
All ready to take off, sir.
Right, men, crash helmets on. Shock straps in position.
Aye, aye, sir.
Right, Heisel, you watch the red gauges.
Aye, aye, sir.
Eccles, you keep your eye on the green gauges.
Why?
There for dinner.
Oh.
Rocket starts and boosters are ready in 5 from now.
Right, oh, no. Monocle's out. Come on.
Stand by, Jeb.
Don't
panic, huh?
Yeah, come on.
Synchronize what, huh? And then 5 from now, huh? Uh-huh. 5, 4, 3, 2. Prompt.
One.
Fire! Last, the engine won't stop.
Then we'll go without it. Come on, hold tight, hold tight.
All right, Captain. Relax. We're 160 miles above the Earth's crust. Oh, right.
Now you can take your socks off now.
Right, I'll get the cushion. Here, well, look down there through the clouds. I just saw the Earth.
Did it look round?
Yeah, but I don't think it saw me.
Well, let's jolly good out, jolly good out, and we take off these disguises. Yes. Right, get the camera ready.
Right, sir.
Got the camera?
Yes.
At last. We of Australia are the first men to take a photograph of the Earth. Click! There. Now back to Earth.
Ah, that's right. The photograph was developed and inspected.
Oh, no! The Earth photo! It's ruined!
Why?
Somebody moved!
No, the Earth! Hunt him!
The end.
You've been radio reading The Idiot Weekly, written by Spike Milligan. Cartoons were by Ray Barrett and John Blueball. Headlines by Michael Eisel. Musical illustration by Jimmy Parkinson and Jim Guthrie and the ABC Dance Orchestra. Top editor, Max Greek. Listen again next week for the final edition of The Idiot Weekly. Ordinarily prize summons, but this week issues free to members of Her Majesty's Forces at the RAAF station at Richmond.